Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. This is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, and this is Daughter of Zion World Ministries bringing you the Word of God this afternoon. It is 1:32 p.m. Eastern Time here in the USA, and we thank God for your life. I want to say a prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my life, and I thank you for the life of my people and my listeners. I thank you for all that support us, O Lord, for your grace and your mercy towards our lives. Father, I thank you for granting us a blessed day like this, O God. O God, even as I speak today concerning this word, let your Holy Spirit give me a spiritual mind, a divine understanding. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable, O God, and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. Let every word that go forth to your people will change, make a change in their life. Let their heart be receptive to your word, and their mind and their life change because of your word. Let them know that you are still the Lord of hosts. You are the Lord. You are holy. I give you glory. I honor you because you are God. I submit my spirit, my body, my mind into your hand. I plead the blood of Jesus, and I cancel any plan of the enemy, any thought of the evil one against our lives and the lives of my people in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O Lord, for your answered prayer. Thank you. Stay tuned. Today we are having a word from Psalm 23, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And the title of the sermon is, "The Lord is our shepherd." The Lord is our shepherd. When the Lord says, or when you hear this, how do you feel the impact? The Lord wants us to tell you today that it is not just a sentence, but it means more than life. When the Lord says, when the Holy One of Israel says his word in Psalm 23 that you are my shepherd, and Jesus is now the greater shepherd. He is the Son of God. According to John, he says Jesus is the great shepherd who was raised from the dead, and we are all we are because of the great shepherd, Jesus Christ. When the Lord is your shepherd, what do you do? What do you need? When the Lord is your shepherd, he bought us with his blood, his own blood. Our sins are forgiven because the Lord is our shepherd. When the Lord is your shepherd, or when the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want or lack rest or refreshment. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack forgiveness or guidance. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not lack companionship or comfort. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want or lack sustenance or joy. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want anything in this life to come. Oh, what a shepherd, what a great shepherd is the Lord. Jehovah Rohi, it means the Lord my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in greener pastures. He lead me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Yes, Lord. We thank you for the word. This is what the Lord is telling us. That word in Psalm 23 is beyond the words. I want you to see beyond this word. When the Lord is your shepherd, goodness and mercy shall follow you. When the Lord is your shepherd, where do you have to look up? You don't have to be weak. Because when the sheep are hungry, the shepherd will feed them. When the sheep are sick, the shepherd will make sure they are healed. The shepherd will take you out and bring you home. He will take you to the green fields and feed you. That is what God is to us. The Lord is your shepherd. He will walk with you in your going out and your coming in. He knows the last piece of your hair. He can count them. He knows the number of the hair on your head. That is what the shepherd is for. The shepherd, our greater shepherd, Jesus Christ. Through his blood, we are healed. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. Through his blood, we do not have to kill goats and bulls again, but through his blood, our sins are forgiven once and for all. Through his blood, there is no condemnation for the people of God and the children of God. Through the blood of Jesus, who is the greatest shepherd, he knows our sheep, and his sheep know his voice. Yes, this is what the Lord is telling you today, that he is your shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd today. The Lord is your shepherd. Father, we thank you for being our shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, my shepherd. And we're going to read Psalm 23. And I'm using the American Standard Bible. And it reads, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in greener pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me, Lord. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup runs over. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. The verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. When the Lord is your shepherd, you shall not want rest or refreshment. You shall not want forgiveness or guidance. You shall not want companionship or comfort. You shall not lack anything in this world. You will never lack a king to be a ruler because you are under the care of the shepherd. The shepherd knows his sheep. Today, the Lord says he knows you. He knows your name. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. So, child of God, people of God, do not worry. Look up to Jesus and he will comfort you. Because he says, do not be anxious for what tomorrow will bring, but what tomorrow will have for you, but tomorrow will fend for itself. Do not be anxious that you do not have money or you do not have this or that. Do not, when you trust in the Lord, trust that this shepherd will provide. He will provide at the point of your need. He shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. Because we serve a God. The shepherd is a God who never lies. It is impossible for him to lie. Therefore, every word the Lord has said concerning your life will have to come to pass. And his word, according to Psalm 23, says, you are my shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He has given us Jesus Christ as the greatest shepherd who was rose from the dead to take and save all mankind that we may live and be. He died that we may live and be successful. He has plans for you, not to bring you down, but to take you to an expected end. His plans for you are pure and true. His plans for you are to lead you over your enemies. A thousand may encamp against you, but only with your eyes will you look to see the reward of them. You will see the reward of the wicked. They do not love good. They plan evil at night and want to bring it to noonday. But the Lord who upholds your hand, who is your shepherd, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd, mighty. The Lord, the power and might belong to him. He is mighty, the mighty shepherd, the great warrior, the mighty Lord, the Holy One of Israel. He will lead you. He will teach you. He will let you know his ways. Father, help us to know you more. Teach us your ways so that we will be righteous and holy like you. The Lord is my shepherd, and he makes me lie down in greener pastures. It means he will provide your needs. You are always, you will never lack, you will never run dry. He leads you beside still waters. He comforts you. This is a sign of peace, the word of God to you, that he has a covenant of peace with you, according to Psalm 23. He will restore your soul, your broken pieces. He restores the heart of brokenhearted. He gives to the needy. He gives to the brokenhearted. He is the comforter of the widows, the father of the fatherless. He is God. He is a great provider. Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord our shepherd. He has so much beyond this word for you. He wants you to understand him, that he is still the Lord, the Holy One, the Lord your God. Besides him, there is no God. He's a God of peace. Yet though you may go through fires and waters, but he will bring you out to a land of abundance. That is his word for you today. He said you may walk through. He watched you go through it so that his name will be glorified. He will glorify himself concerning your life. Anything you might be going through, the Lord will glorify himself concerning your life. Yet though you walk through the valleys of death, you shall fear no evil, for because the Lord is your shepherd, because the Lord is your mighty hold, by the power of his mighty hand, he will shatter your enemies. He will do you well. You shall do exploit. You will do well because your God, the shepherd, is able. He's an able God. Power and might is in his hand. Your life is in his hand. He knows you as a sheep, as a sheep. He knows your number. He knows your children. He knows the problem you're going through. Today we have a word of exaltation to you, that we want you to see beyond this word, a Psalm of David, when he said, "The Lord is my shepherd." It's a divine unction. It's a divine grace when you know that the Lord is your shepherd. It's indescribable. You have to know how mighty this God is when he says he's your shepherd. What is the work of the shepherd? The shepherd takes his sheep to the flock. He takes his flock to the fields to feed them, to make sure they are growing, to make sure they are nourished. He nurtures the sheep. He brings them home. He counts them. When one is lost, when he cannot find one, he goes back to look for them. He goes back to look for them. What a mighty God. What a shepherd we have. The great shepherd, the Lord, our banner. He is on our forehead. Father, we thank you for being the great shepherd and giving your son, Jesus Christ, unto us to be afflicted on our behalf that we may do well, that our sins will be forgiven, that you, O Lord, shall be merciful because of Jesus Christ, that we shall never lack forgiveness. We shall never lack a king to be a ruler. Oil will run through our house because we have a great shepherd in our life. We have a covenant with you as a shepherd, O God. Jehovah Rohi, receive your glory tonight in this afternoon, O Lord. Receive your glory. I bless you. I thank you for restoring our souls, for putting back, O God, the pieces, the broken pieces, brokenhearted. If your heart is broken, whatever you're going through, if you are going under sorrow or through sorrow, may the Lord comfort you. May the shepherd find you. May he locate you everywhere you are. In the name of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus go before you and nullify everything that is not of God in your life, any plot of the enemy against your life. May it be cancelled because of you, in the name of Jesus. Any foul spirit, anything that is not of God, anything that will rise against the knowledge of God against your life, may it be cancelled in the name of Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus protect you, because he has said, and he will deliver. He says, you are my shepherd. I know you by name. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I have ordained you a prophet to the nation. You shall prophesy. You shall go out and I will speak. Go, do not say that I am a youth. For I, the Lord, I am your God. I bless and no one can reverse. When I lift up someone, no one can bend down. That is the Lord we have. He is our great shepherd. Jehovah Rohi. Jehovah Rohi. He is your Lord. What are you going through that the Lord cannot do? Look at your great shepherd, the shepherd who gave his blood for you. He was slaughtered as a lamb on our behalf. He's speaking under Abasiana. Stay tuned for this music and we'll come back. May the Lord be your shepherd. May the Lord walk you in and out. May the Lord protect you and your family. May the Lord renew you strength-wise. Health-wise, may he heal you because he is the Lord your shepherd. He will make sure that you are healed. He will make sure that you are not sick. Even if you are sick, you will be healed. Yes, in the name of Jesus, because we have a shepherd, one who was risen from the dead, the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
Daddy, I just want to take a little time out and worship you. Join with the angels and do what they do in heaven. Oh, hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Let angels fall. Bringing forth the royal diadem and crown him.
Before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. Hallelujah. The thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Hallelujah. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and is not concerned about the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own knows me. Hallelujah. Even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay my life for the sheep. I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice, and they will become one flock with one shepherd. Hallelujah. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again. No one has taken it away from me, but I lay it down on my own initiative. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This commandment I received from my Father. Hallelujah. That was John chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. I skipped some of the verses, but when we look at this, Jesus says he is a door, he is a way. Anyone who goes through him will find a shepherd. And we have the evil one who are a hired hand who wants to snatch and scatter the sheep. That is the evil one. Jesus Christ put his sheep together. He laid his life that we may all be one flock and one shepherd. He laid his life that we may not be lost. But the wolves have come to scatter the people of God. May the Lord connect you and direct you to a place that you will find Jesus there, to a house or a church that you will find people who are real in the kingdom of God and not wolves. The devil came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we will be his sheep and he will be our shepherd. He will walk us throughout our life. He will bless us and he will protect us in our going out and our coming in. Yes, the hired hand has no good intention for the children of God. He has no good intention. They are wolves in sheep clothing. They come and pretend to scatter the people and the kingdom of God. But because God lives, the God of Israel has built his house, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. He is our sheep. That is what we want you to know. That is what God is telling you today, that anyone who will enter, who will accept Jesus and make him his personal savior and call him his shepherd, he will take care of you as his sheep, because the sheep will know his master's voice and the masters will know his sheep's colors and their voice. When he calls, you will hear them. But when the evil one comes to you in the midst of you, you cannot hear because they are strangers. That is what God is saying. The Lord, may the peace of the Lord be with you. May the Lord be your shepherd. May you see Jesus as the only shepherd, the only one, Messiah, who can heal and restore you. He is a restorer of hope, the life, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. He is the Lord our King, the Crown Prince of Israel, Prince of Peace. He has a covenant of peace with you. He says, I am the great shepherd. I lay down my life for you. What do you have for Jesus? Make him your Lord and your shepherd. Jesus is the great shepherd. When you have Jesus as your shepherd, you will never lack anything. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord. The Lord's hand will never leave you. His eyes of grace will never depart from you, because you are under the care of the great shepherd, the great shepherd, the great shepherd. Jesus, we thank you. Father, we love you. We thank you. We offer our lives to you once again as a living covenant to serve you and to do your will. Help us and show us your way, O Lord, that we may not default, that we may not fall prey to the hands of the devil, that when they come, we may be able to sense and know that they are not from you. because if they were from you, they would not depart. Lord, we will be with you. We love you and we thank you. Father, I thank you and I commit the life of my listeners onto your hand, Lord, that you bless them and make them your sheep. You are the one who can hear their voice. Lay ma asun taraba. Lay your life to Jesus. Make him the only shepherd, and you will find the grace of God all around you, everywhere you go. You will never lack. Goodness and mercy shall be your hand. When you lift up your hand, he will heal you. He will hear you, because he has plans, good plans for you, to prosper you, good plans to make you exceed, good plans to make you excel, good plans to make you as a chosen generation. You are a chosen generation. May the Lord bless you. May he bless you in your going out and your coming in. May the peace of God prevail in all your doings, in your family, in your job, in your marriage, in your finance, in your country, wherever you are. May the Lord make peace. I cancel any attack of the enemy against the people of God. It will not prevail because the Lord is our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. He is our light. He is our Lord. Jesus is our light. He is the life of men. In him, is the only life, the only salvation to all mankind. The only name that saves, because there is no other name in heaven and on earth, in the sea, anywhere, no other name that mankind can be saved, but the name of Jesus, the Son, the Messiah, the one who laid his life down as a lamb for you and me. The Lamb of God, we glorify you. Holy are you, Lord God Almighty, King of glory. You are the Lamb of God. You seated upon the throne in your Father's right hand. Jesus, we thank you for giving your life to us. We thank you for your blood. We thank you for your saving grace. We thank you for changing our name. We thank you for your reign, O God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you. This has been Daughter of Zion Ministries, and I am Ruth Nabia. Thank you for listening, and we will meet some other time. May God bless you. May God bless you. Amen.
Open the floodgates in abundance.